So you were here during the tumultuous 60s and 70s.
Yes.
Did you ever encounter any particular uprisings, any conflicts of that sort?
We had a teach-in on the Vietnam War. Some students hung an American flag upside down on the fence around the Sandspur Bowl, and the city of Winter Park was threatening to have them arrested and things like that. And we had a teach-in, and I talked about two of my fraternity brothers were both killed there, and how what an impact that it had on me, because I was very conservative when I came from a very staunch Republican household. I was a young Republican. I was a member of the Young American for Freedom. I mean, I was a card-carrying right-wing conservative. And the war really had an impact on me. And there's other things that were involved as well, but I really enjoyed a change. In fact, my father once told my mother-in-law that he paid to send me to college for 8 years, and I turned out to be a communist. I mean, I was voting it. I became a Democrat, but anyway. But that, you know, that was a very exciting time, because there wasn't a lot of students who were involved. A lot of students sort of scoffed, but there was a small group of very dedicated, politically almost radical. One young woman wore a red fist on the back of her graduation gown. Other had, you know, things, messages on top of their caps and gowns at graduation. So that was, you know, that was in I think 1970, I forget when it was, but I was involved in, I belonged to an organization known as the Episcopal Peace Fellowship, and I was involved in talking to students about conscientious objector status and stuff like that, to try to help them deal with the draft. My father hired a lawyer, but you know, there are other ways that it can be done. So yeah, it was an exciting time. Back on that time is pretty fondly in a lot of ways.